Lakeland. With temperatures plunging overnight, Environment Canada reports that extreme cold wind chill values near minus 40 will continue throughout the morning in most of the Lakeland area. Currently, the coldest place in both Alberta and Canada is Murnham, which is recording a temperature of minus 41.1°C, according to the National Weather Network. Environment Canada recommends people dress warmly, dress in layers that you can remove if you get too warm. The outer layer should be wind-resistant. An extreme weather warning released by the Government of Canada reinforces that extreme cold puts everyone at risk. If it's too cold for you to stay outside, it's too cold for your pet to stay outside. Extreme cold warnings are issued when very cold temperatures or wind chill creates an elevated risk to health, such as frostbite and hypothermia. Conditions are expected to warm slightly by this afternoon. However, the extreme cold temperatures have sparked school bus cancellations across the region and beyond. While classes resume as normal, most bus routes had been cancelled Wednesday morning. Some school divisions have stated that afternoon routes may run as scheduled. St. Paul Education buses were cancelled Wednesday morning due to the forecast and wind chill. Whether or not buses will run for the afternoon schedule will be reassessed later in the day, according to communication released by the division via social media. Northern Lights Public Schools. The Northern Lights Public School, NLPS, division announced that all of their buses running in the Bonnyville and Lac La Biche regions have been cancelled for the day. Programming may be modified if large numbers of students are absent, read a statement released by NLPS. The division asks parents to inform the school if children will be absent due to bus cancellations, or for any other reason. Lakeland Catholic Schools. The Lakeland Catholic School Division requests that parents refer to the school's bus status app before sending children out to the bus stop, as some cancellations have occurred within the division. Aspen View Public Schools had similarly cancelled Wednesday morning bus routes. However, buses are expected to operate as regularly scheduled in the afternoon, according to a statement released by the division.